Hello and welcome. This is Patrick McCabe, and I'm here with this special from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa. And once again, I'd like to welcome Father Marian Zawenski. Father, it's nice to see you again. It's getting to be a habit here on these Wednesdays.
Looks like it, believe it or not. Very happy, very delightful. I just very grateful to our Blessed Lady that she allows me to speak. And to share it with you whenever you happen to be my beloved brothers and sisters in Christ. As Saint Patrick said, this is very special. This Our Lady of Częstochowa special. And it is. And if you have any questions to ask, call. If you have any prayer requests, ask, you shall receive.
Let me give that number, Father. The number, if they'd like to call and ask you a question, maybe something about the shrine itself, the Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, or maybe it's something about Mary, because we've been, I know our discussions here are always centered around Mary. So if you'd like to call and talk to Father, the number is 215-345-1570. And again, that's 215-345-1570. And I know we have a lot to talk about, don't you, Father?
Absolutely, yes. I'm here not because I want to just talk for the sake of talking. Mm-hmm. I would like to share, invite, encourage you, lift you up whenever you are, because I know there are lots of sick people, suffering, lonely, divorced, separated. How often they ask me, Father Mary, pray for me. I always promise, especially in confessional, yes, I promise you, Lady, I shall pray for you, for your family, for your loved ones, because I know you are going a difficult time. And I ask you, two good people, to support me. Let this program, very special, very unique, very profound, be our getting together. We are here together, mentally, spiritually, united with our Blessed Lady, her Immaculate Sorrowful Heart. So may she be our guide. May she guide this program. May she talk through me. I always ask her before I even sit on this chair, before this microphone, and look across this table. I always ask our Blessed Lady, you take over, my mother. You guide me. You inspire me. You whisper to my ears, what should I say? Because you know the needs of those people out there. You know everybody by name. You know their needs, spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, financial, whatever. And you send me here for the purpose to talk to them in her name. So I ask you to ask. You welcome me, Patrick, so nicely, so friendly. I welcome you all. In the name of our Most Holy Mother Mary, Our Lady of Visitation. Yesterday, I'm sure that you remember, there was such a beautiful feast. Our Lady of Visitation. She went in haste to assist her kinswoman Elizabeth in her needs. She always goes to assist the people. And she never goes empty-handed. And she goes among the people. As she comes to us from heaven, like Medjugorje or Guadalupe or La Salette or Fatima, Lourdes, she never comes alone. She brings with herself the most precious gift of life, Jesus Christ, the Immaculate Womb. So she comes here, and I think and I hope that my coming to this studio and my coming to your hearts, my beloved brothers and sisters, my coming to your homes is actually our Blessed Lady's visitation. She comes to you. I know I am unworthy. I'm poor speaker. Aaron Moses was the poor speaker. But let the Lord, in this case, let our Blessed Lady take over. May she talk to you. I just want to, just for 1-2 minutes, with yesterday's feast, Our Lady of Visitation. She was so beautiful. She knew she was with the child Jesus, the Immaculate Womb, and she went in haste to share the beautiful news. I am with the child Jesus. I am the one predestined, chosen from all eternity to be the Mother of God. And she went in haste, and she assisted. And then, when Elizabeth saw Blessed Lady coming, to her house, she said, here I am, that the Mother of my Lord should come to me. The moment your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. And she continued, blessed you are, Mary, because you believed. My dearest friends, this is the faith of our Blessed Lady. They give us the inspiration and support. Faith is our source of strength, perseverance, survival, even the most difficult situation we can find ourselves in. If you have faith in Almighty God, you can do everything. You can move mountains. You can experience so many, many miracles. And our Blessed Lady, how humble she was, how beautiful she was, as she sang her beautiful Magnificat of thanksgiving and praise and joy. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my soul rejoices. The Lord, my Savior, for he has looked upon me, his lowly servant, handmaid. By the way, handmaid, in Hebrew, Aramaic language, means more the servant. Like a slave, I am the slave of the Lord. Let it be done to me as you say. So she gives all glory, all praise to our blessed Lord. And for us, what example? That we too, even despite our difficulties and hardships, we should sing our own Magnificat of life. Each one of us is so blessed. So blessed. I'm so blessed. If I should just mention two things for which I'm the most blessed, and every day I say, Almighty God, I thank you for three things. I make a public confession today. Because I have a need to acknowledge this before God and the church and you. Number one, I guess the most grateful to Almighty God for creating me. There were millions of possibilities, and yet I was the lucky one. And I can enjoy the gift of life, not only on this planet Earth, but for all eternity. Gee, forever and ever and ever and ever, I shall never die. What a joy to be alive. And I thank you, beautiful mothers. I know it may go difficult time. Maybe loneliness, misunderstanding, or lack of appreciation from your children, or support for your husbands. Remember, you are so special. You are so unique. You are so close to God. I always believe that woman by nature is closer to God than a man, because of her call to maternity. She shares God's power, God's love, in producing life, caring life, nourishing life, such a unique way. So rejoice and be glad, like our Blessed Lady. I sing you all Magnificat, mothers. I'm a priest every day. I sing my Magnificat, especially for the gift of life. Number two, I'm so grateful for, you know, Patrick, is a gift that I was born a Catholic boy, that was born a Catholic family. I didn't deserve it. I don't know why. That I was lucky enough that I was born out of a Catholic mother. And I was baptized and raised in a Catholic faith. And all these church privileges, especially the Holy Eucharist, confirmation, the Holy Eucharist, and the Holy Priesthood, all blessings of the church. And above all, I know that I am in the true church established by Christ on St. Peter the Rock. How often we do not appreciate enough that we were born in a Catholic homes. We take it for granted. Do you really thank God that you were born a Catholic? So you have to go searching which church is true, that you was given for nothing. What a grace. And number three, for which I'm very, very grateful, and I sing my own priestly Magnificat, is the gift of the Heavenly Mother. Patrick, I know, because you are Irish, how much you love our Blessed Lady, our Irish people, Our Lady of Knock, the Queen and Patroness of Ireland. But she's so special to you, and she's so special to the Polish people. And to me as a Polish priest, she's so special to me, and I love her all my heart. And she knows, as I know that she loves me. And she took me from my mother's womb to Immaculate Heart. And in life, she arranged everything for me. I mean what I say, everything. I have nothing to fear. I am not planning anything for tomorrow. I know she will take care of me, and she shall not drop me in the last days of my life. When I will be in the most need of her support, she will be with me. So I always think that my life is the most beautiful tapestry of her love for me. Often when I look at wrong side, I don't see it. I see lots of cuts, threads, ends. Doesn't make any sense. But you turn around the tapestry, you see a beautiful image of Jesus. And she knows how to do it, because she did once. And she knows how to make a beautiful tapestry of Jesus, in my soul, in your soul, their souls, and all people who work in the studio, and each one of you people out there, whenever you happen to be. So for these three gifts, I just think Magnificat, our Blessed Lady of Visitation. And she comes to you this hour. I ask you, trust her. Never walk away from her. Stick to her. Pray no matter what. Pray the Holy Rosary. Pray the Novena of our Blessed Lady. Love her, especially you mothers, you young people, maybe disappointed with love, maybe disappointed with the culture we live in. It's difficult for you. You're under tremendous pressure. You're looking for guidance, for love, genuine, true love. Turn to our Blessed Lady. She's the most beautiful lady everybody wants to love and follow. She's perfect in every way. Since number one, I would like to share with you a thing related to our Blessed Lady's visitation, which was yesterday, last day of the beautiful month of May. But continue to have a Marian devotion. I know that today we begin a new month of June, dedicated in a very special way by the Church at the Sacred Heart of Jesus. At the shrine, every day we have the June devotion, Sacred Heart, even after 11:30 a.m. So whenever you happen to be, pray the Litany, the Sacred Heart. The Sacred Heart of Jesus was given to us as a hiding place. The heart that was pierced with the lance of a soldier when Jesus was at the cross, like he said, I thirst for souls. I thirst for your love. And his heart was pierced through. I just can't imagine when a Blessed Lady watched that Roman soldier piercing the heart of her son Jesus. What she experienced. I strongly believe that at that moment when Jesus' heart was pierced and blood and water gushed out from his heart, at the same time, her heart was pierced, was crushed with the same blow, one blow, two hearts were crushed at once. What a thought. My dearest people, so this coming Friday, there happened to be a first Friday of the month of June, is the feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Let us remember that death Sacred Heart of Jesus was fashioned under the heart of his mother. That she shaped his divine heart full of mercy and humility and gentleness. And he said that, come to me, my people, with all your troubles, your burdens, your sorrows, your sickness, your dying. Come to me, and I give you rest. And learn from me that I'm gentle and humble of heart, and you shall find rest. I know that that Sacred Heart of Jesus was fashioned by the Immaculate Heart of our Blessed Lady. He had such a compassionate, loving, merciful heart of our Blessed Lady. These two hearts shall never be separated. Truly, our Blessed Lady is Our Lady of the Sacred Heart.
You are listening to a special encore presentation of Live from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa as Holy Spirit Radio remembers Father Marian Zalecki.
So this coming Friday is a beautiful feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, our hiding place. For our iniquities and sorrows and sinfulness, we have a place to go, to hide ourselves in the beautiful corner, His Sacred Heart. There we are saved. And we shall renew our personal consecration. We shall renew the consecration of the human race, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, on this coming Friday. That's what happened to be the first Friday of the month of June already. But Patrick, next day, the Feast of the Immaculate Heart. Again, what a joy for us, for me, for the priests who visit the shrine, for the people who shall visit the shrine, to honor the Immaculate Heart of our Blessed Lady. Her heart is a steadfast heart. Her heart is the purest heart. Her heart is the undivided heart. Her heart is a faithful heart. And this heart was given to us. When our Blessed Lady appeared in Fatima, she said specifically that Jesus wishes to establish the world a very special devotion to the Immaculate Heart. When our Blessed Lady said that Giacinta e Francesco shall be taken to heaven shortly, it was Lucia who said, "What about me? What about me, Mother?" And she said, "My Immaculate Heart shall be a way that shall lead you to God." What a beautiful thought. We have the Immaculate Heart of our Blessed Lady with us. We are never, ever alone. And she loves us so much with her Immaculate Heart.
Father, we actually have a phone call. We have a caller here. Let me see if I can get the caller on the air here.
Hello,
you're on the air with Father Marian.
Oh, thank you. And I hate to interrupt Father's talk. It's so beautiful. But I was calling about the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Father Zalecki, can you hear me?
Yeah, I do.
This Saturday is the feast day. I was wondering if you could tell myself and all the listeners what will take place at the Shrine of Częstochowa, and will you be celebrating Mass for us this Saturday on the feast? Thank you.
Yeah. For a few years already, we have a beautiful program, Honoring the Immaculate Heart of the Blessed Lady on Saturday, which will take care of the 4th of June. The people are coming to the chapel of St. Anne at the Shrine. I will have a special Mass for them. And 9:30, I believe, 9:30, and they'll be in investiture with a brown scapular. They'll be processioned with the statue of Blessed Lady, Our Lady of Fatima. There is a moment of consecration to the Immaculate Heart. I'm so happy that you reminded me that this is going to be a very special devotion this coming Saturday. I want to be there myself because I have to go to Pittsburgh tomorrow morning. For 4 days, I have a kind of talks to given. But Father Sebastian, an American priest, he knows he shall take care of you people. But I encourage you, whenever you happen to be, please come at the 4th of June to honor the Immaculate Sorrow of Our Blessed Lady. For last about 3 or 4 years, people are coming from different parishes in this era. There's a beautiful man by name Gino, such a dedicated Italian man, and he brings so many people. The announcement was made, we expect you, and we're looking forward to welcome you, to do our very, very best, to honor the Immaculate Heart of our Celestial Mother, and to invest you with a brown scapular is very important, and to bless the Holy Rosary, that the message of Fatima, like the Immaculate Heart of Blessed Lady, may be such a beautiful love story. And she's very happy that the people honor the Immaculate Heart. This is the Fatima message. So thank you so much for calling, and it's going to be a beautiful day again. The weather is going to be great. We never rain on the day.
Yeah, that's great.
She watches over,
doesn't she, Father?
She will make sure that we enjoy that beautiful weather. Thank you so much for calling.
We want to thank Jean for calling in and for that great question. Does that answer your question, Jean?
Yes, thank you so much. Could you just tell me the time that the Mass will start?
It'll be 9:30.
Okay.
9:30 in the morning.
And that's on Saturday, right?
Saturday, St. Anne's Chapel. St. Anne's Chapel.
God bless and thank you. I enjoy your program. And thank you, Father Marian.
God bless you. Pray for me.
Yeah, I will. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
All right. Well, if anybody else, we don't have too much more time here, Father, but if anybody would like to try to get in before we're finishing up here, that number is 215-345-1570. That's 215-345-1570. And, Father, I brought in here, I was actually lucky enough to be able to run over to the shrine on my break today at lunchtime because we're so close to the shrine. I think most of the listeners know we're only about a mile away here at the station. And I picked up the 50th anniversary flyer that you had, and I knew that was going to be a big deal, but wow, you really have a lot of things going on. Maybe you could tell the listeners about what you have planned for the 50th anniversary.
Well, this is a great day of thanksgiving, appreciation, gratitude to the Almighty God, and now Blessed Lady for choosing Pennsylvania, Bucks County, and the hills of Pennsylvania to reign from these hills over her children in the United States. So on Sunday, June 26th, we have this is a Jubilee Day. And His Eminence Cardinal Justin Regali, with the presiding priest. We have a few cardinals from Europe, from this country.
Yeah, I'm looking here at the flyer, Father. You have two cardinals from Poland. One is the primate. Joseph Cardinal Glemp, he's going to be here.
Yes, he's going to preach in English. There's another cardinal from Detroit, Adam Maida, is going to preach in English.
And you're going to have a number of bishops, right? A number of archbishops, bishops, and priests. It says more than 100 priests are going to be here from the Vatican, Poland, and the United States. Yeah. And it's going to be an outdoor mass. Is that right, Father?
Outdoor mass on the balcony of the shrine. We expect thousands upon thousands of people. So just in case, bring whatever you can, even your soft drinks, because there will be lots of lines for food, you know, to be served. And maybe I hope you pray for good weather. But you pray for good weather, good people, because without good weather, we have big trouble.
I know. I'm sure all your priest brothers there are going to be praying for that.
We do pray that every day at the day of perpetual adoration, the shrine of our blessed Lord. So we invite you all, we appoint your fathers, the custodians of the shrine, to celebrate with us a great golden jubilee, 50 years of grace. I'm here 40 years, and I witness, believe me, so many miracles of our blessed Lady. Not only of spiritual nature, but above all, even physical cures and healings. She is truly present at the shrine. This is her home.
We are so blessed to have the shrine so close to us in the Philadelphia area. And once again, so that is Sunday, June 26th. And that's going to be the Mass itself is at 12, but I see here there's going to be a religious concert beginning at 11.
At 11 o'clock, we have a combined choir, three choirs from this era, professional people who shall sing to us, you know, for at least 1 hour, maybe two before actually the Holy Mass.
And I think you're asking people to try to come early because it is expected to be very crowded.
We are working on new parkings. We expect thousands of people, buses and cars. So please come earlier to make sure that you have a parking lot.
And what a great way to celebrate! And I'm sure Our Lady will be so happy to see the celebration at her shrine.
Absolutely, yes. And I'm happy to see this day. How many people pass the shrine, millions of them had a chance to see. But we are the lucky ones, which have witnessed the great miracle of Doestown. the American Church of Jehovah, as we call her. So it's such a wonderful place, a lovely place, because our Blessed Mother, she's there, and she's the loveliest.
Yeah.
She loves us so much, and praise God for giving her such a wonderful mother. We shall honor her, her goodness, her mercy, her loveliness, because she loves us so much more that we think or even deserve. So my good people, I love you very much. You know it. I hope you love me too. I'm here not for my sake. God forbid, I am like a poor instrument like Father Kolbe, Maximilian Kolbe. But she does the job. She plays the violin. She's the musician. She's perfect. I give all glory, all praise to God through her intercession. So, come to us, enjoy. We have perpetual adoration, as you may know. Please sign up as you can. At least a few minutes, spend some time with Jesus, which we had after 11:30 Mass until 5 o'clock each day. I'll be going tomorrow to Pittsburgh to give a lecture of Our Blessed Lady at her Jubilee celebration. So, it's a long journey, about 6 hours. Just ask you humbly to send your guardian angels to watch over me. I'll be back Sunday late afternoon.
Well, we'll ask our listeners to pray for you, Father, as you go on that trip.
I'm almost 70, so I'm getting tired here and there. So just pray that you shall take care of me. And you going there, you'll be in my heart, in my prayers. So and then we meet again next Wednesday, huh?
We'll be back next Wednesday. I want to remind the listeners that this special from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa with Father Marian Zawinski, you can catch us live on Wednesdays at 4 p.m., and we'll have a replay of that at 9:30 on Saturday mornings. So if you don't catch us the first time, or as a matter of fact, maybe, you know what, Father, maybe people like to hear it one more time, you know? We'll hear, you know, kind of have a replay and in the meditation.
Believe it or not, people call me and people stop me and there. Ah, we got your radio. Eh, that's good. Oh, you had a nice, pleasant voice, you know. Because you talk with us.
Well, what a double blessing we have. Like I was just saying about the shrine. You know, I know you know from being at the shrine for so many years, people travel to the shrine at Częstochowa from all around the country. And we're right here. Right? We're so lucky to be living so close. It means that most of us, it's not even a whole day trip. We could just, you know, stop over for a quick visit.
You know, the fact that this radio is here, so close, across the street, is coming to it, is going to be her station. She shall operate this station. And from the hills of Bucks County, she shall talk to the nation.
That's right. And what a beautiful, I love when you, at the shrine, when you go up those big stairs in the front, and you, that view as you look out over Doylestown, it's so lovely. It's such a beautiful.
Especially this time of springtime, when you look across, I'm going to see Philadelphia and the steeples in the evening, you see the lights, and she says, Jesus, he's here, he's here. And I'm so close to heaven. When you people go home on Sunday night, and I walk by myself, I look up, the stars, so close to heaven. I think when I die, I just flew up and away.
Yeah, well, you're already up because the shrine's built on that hill. I mean, from other areas in Doylestown, while I drive in from Norristown when I come to the station, and there's a couple times where I know where to look now, and I see that kind of over the treetops, and what a beautiful sight it is to see Our Lady's shrine looking over the whole countryside here.
Just want to relax and enjoy the beauty of our place, serenity, loveliness, pure air. And was last year, I saw the police officer sitting, you know, the evening hours, watching. I said, are you okay? Father Mary, I'm tired. But I just want to relax here at the shrine, just be alone, and there were day troubles, and enjoy the beauty of the night with the shrine. Such a beautiful view.
I'm sure it's a beautiful, you know, I'm not there at night usually. I've been there during the day, but I'm sure it's the peace that I'm sure Our Lady brings to that area at night.
As a matter of fact, it was a Lyndon Johnson that called this shrine a shrine of peace. A shrine of peace. So we need peace. Jesus' peace. Not the world's peace.
Right.
Not war, destruction of human life and culture.
That's right.
We need Jesus' peace.
And that's why we're here at the station, is to proclaim that peace. And once again, I just want to mention that my name is Patrick McCabe. I'm here with Father Marian Zawinski, who is kind enough to join us on a regular basis now on these Wednesdays. And that 50th anniversary is Sunday, June 26th at the Shrine, and Mass is at 12 o'clock. And Father, thanks for coming in, and I'll see you next week, and we'll pray for you on your trip to Pittsburgh.
God bless you all, and I hope to be with you next Wednesday. So that we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.
God bless.
You've been listening to Live from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa with Father Marian Zawenski.